Today's share in the Dear Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Ayin Beis, and we're in the middle of Sif Ches. We had left off yesterday in the discussion that if you have a wall between two chatzeros, and you put up a ladder on each side of the wall, the ladder is opposite each other on each side of the wall, or at least within three tefachim of each other. So then we consider that halachically a pesach, as you can easily get over from the ladder from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, and therefore, if the people wish to, they're allowed to make a single erev chatzeros together. We begin with the last two words on resh mem amud beis. The mechaber continues and says, "Hayu muflagim ze mi keneged ze shlosha." However, if the two ladders on each side of this partition, of this wall, are more than three tefachim apart from each other, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samach Dalet, shlosha means tefachim, it's three tefachim, masculine means three tefachim, v'adin afilim hayu muflag tuva, and even certainly if it's more than that, but even if it's three tefachim apart, so then, im hakosel rochav arba'a, if the top of the wall has a width of four tefachim, so then adayim chashuvim kipesach, then these two ladders, since they're going up to the top of the wall, and you can walk across the wall to where the next ladder is going down on the other side, so then it is considered a halachic pesach, and therefore if the two sides wish to make an erev chatzeros together, they can. If they wish to make a separate erev chatzeros for each side, they're allowed to do that as well. As the Mishneh Berurah explained in Sifkat and Samachay, the kivin shu rochav arba'a tefachim be'avyo, since the width of the top of the wall is at least four tefachim wide. Noach li shtame shalov, it's relatively easy to use on the top, and therefore v'chol holich misulam l'sulam derech hakosel, and you can go from one side chotzer A to chotzer B via going up the ladder on chotzer A side, going across the top of the wall since it has a nice width, so you can go easily across it down to the area where the other ladder is and go down into the other chotzer. Therefore, it is permissible. The issue footnote number 46 brings down the reasoning behind this is as follows. There are two reasons that are brought down in the Rishonim. Rashi explains, Shemishum kach kol hakosel nechshav lepesach rochov shebein shtei chatzeros. As I alluded to, Rashi's understanding is that the top part of the wall over here, since it's so wide, is a continuous passageway between one ladder to the next ladder, and therefore it is halachically considered as a pesach. The Rashba, on the other hand, explains, Shakoso nechshav kegag, the top part of the wall is considered like a rooftop. Shishtei ha-chatzeros pesuchos l'socho, and as if both of the chatzeros open up together into this rooftop, and therefore, l'kach av shepisko sheruven eino keneged pisko sheshimon, even though the chatzer on one side is not opposite the ladder on the other side, ein b'kach klum, it doesn't make any difference because they both go up to the same rooftop. And the Ritva writes, Shishnei ha-perushim nechonim, both are correct, they're not mutually exclusive, both of them are valid. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim eino rochav arba'a, but if the top part is not wide four tefachim, then lo chashiv kepesach, if the two ladders aren't aligned one near the other, within at least three tefachim of the other, then it's considered just two ladders, one on each side of the wall, they're not aligned next to each other, you can't go easily from one chatzer to the other, and therefore the two chatzeros are totally separate, you cannot be ma'ariv them together. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, Be'eza sulam omru, what type of a ladder are we talking about over here? Kishiyesh bo arba shlivos, it has to have four rungs on the ladder. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samach Vav that these arba shlivos over here, these four rungs, the sulam kozeh mistam hu kove, because such a ladder is by definition going to be heavy. And if it's heavy, there ain't no note lo mishon b'shabbos, you're not going to move it on Shabbos, machmas kov though, because it's too heavy to move easily on Shabbos, and therefore, avakenu choshev kipesach, therefore it is considered stationary over there, and it won't be moved, and therefore it is a valid Pesach. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Osman Bey says, Afa pisha osa litlo achar Shabbos, he brings down from the Rashba, since it could be moved after Shabbos, it is able to be moved, you might have thought that that makes it that it's considered moved on Shabbos. So the answer is no, since it's heavy enough, we don't consider it moved, even though you're going to ultimately move it after Shabbos. The issue footnote number 47 brings down from the Tosefah Shabbos that our definition of something being heavy is if you can't move it with one hand. And he brings a raya from the Gemara that a menorah there that's able to be moved with one hand is considered metaltalim. It's considered movable. But if you need to move it with two hands, it's not considered movable. And he says, in fact, if you need to move it in two hands, it's also to be metaltal such a menorah on Shabbos. Mishum sha'odim koveh alomokum, because it's set in its place, and it's as if you've established its place, and it's therefore not movable. And he adds, shekol shekein dvarim hanitolim rak aydei shnei anoshim, mechshavim dvarim kvedim. And certainly, if something is required to be moved by two people, never mind two hands, you have to have two people move it, that certainly is something that is immobile. The issue footnote number 48 adds, the kavana over here is not that it's, so to say, mukta, because it's so heavy. The kavana is, according to Rashi, shekoshe litlo, because it's just difficult to move it over here, and therefore you say, I'm not going to move it, and you koveya its place over there. However, the Rashba seems to suggest, in the name of the Ravid, shekivan shekovdo koveya osu litaltalo. Since it is heavy, it's as if it's osu to move it in that situation. In any event, if it's a certain set weight, so then it is considered established over there, and it functions as a pesach. The Mechaber continues and he says, Avo pochos mikan, if it's less than this amount, then lo, then you're not allowed to consider it a pesach over here, unless Elohim Kain, Zeroosov, unless its legs, or Shlivosov, or the rungs, are kvedos. They themselves are heavy, even though the latter is not heavy. Shos kovdo kovu. Again, the same consideration over here, its weight will make it, so to say, be established. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if katan samach zayin, the kivin shenoach litlo mishon b'shabbos, if it's light, it's going to be easily moved, heavy kmisheno. Therefore, it's halachli considered as if it's already moved. Upashin, and certainly it's clear, dimhu kavua b'mismarim lekosel, if you attach it with nails into the wall over here, in other words, even though it's light, but it's firmly attached with nails or some sort of a peg, afilu einbo arba shlivos choshu pesach, then it's not heavy, doesn't have the four rungs on it, then it's considered over here stationary, and it functions as a pesach. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Samaches says, if it's heavy, yoser mikvi haragil, v'ino noach litlo misham. The definition of heaviness over here is that if it's heavy enough that it's not easily moved, or people won't easily move it. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, v'im eina kosel govoa, if the wall itself is not high enough, elo asor, it's b'diyuk asor tvochim, it's 10 tvochim, and in that situation, v'im zokev sulom govoa shiva umashu v'meshech arba'o, it's la kosel, and you go and place a ladder over here. The ladder doesn't go all the way up to the top of the wall, but it gets within 3 tvochim of the top of the wall. In other words, it's 7 and something, and that's if you're talking if it's perfectly in the vertical direction, as we'll point out in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily, if it's on a slant over here, it's on an alachson, so then it's going to have to be longer, as long as it reaches within the top 3 tvachim of the wall, and it has a width to it of 4 tvachim, so then it will function as a pesach over here, such a ladder. And therefore, matiro, this would therefore be allowed to connect the 2 yards together over here, bein l'shtamish olov, bein l'arv yachad. As I mentioned, it could use to be an air between the 2 chatzerus together as a pesach, or just to allow you to get up onto the top over here, kivin shalo nishar shloshad rosh hakosel, because the ladder gets within 3 tvachim of the top of the wall, therefore it can function either to allow you to get up to the top of the wall and use the top of the wall, or to function as a pesach between the 2 chatzerus to make an air chatzerus. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Tes that the Mechaber is adding over here, Bola Hosivkan, the Af Besulam Zokuf, even if the ladder is directly vertical, leaning directly vertical against the wall, Shekosh Laloslov, it's not so easy to go up such a ladder that's not at all at an angle, nevertheless, you can get up, Rosh Kosel Sagi, since you could get up to the top, albeit not so easily, it can function as a Pesach over here. And that's true when the wall is only 10 Tvachim. Sivkot and Ayin. The Imhu Gavoy Yosem Yasar Tvachim, because if it's more than 10 Tvachim, Lo Sagi Bishiv V'mashu, then you're not going to get up to within 3 Tvachim with 7.1. If the wall is 15, so then 7.1 won't do it. So in that situation, the ladder has to be high enough that it'll get you to within 3 Tvachim of the top of the Kosel. So in my case where the kosel is 15 tvachim, you got to get up to 12.1. Sivkot nayin aleph, but in the case of 10 tvachim, it just has to be 7.1. Shivu mashu, v'lo nishar ad rosh hakosel rach pochus b'shlosha, v'yamrinim lovud. And therefore, you're within 3 tvachim of the top of the kosel, we apply the principle of lovud, and therefore it's considered that you're onto the top of the kosel. Sivkot nayin beis, and we said the ladder has to be 4 tvachim wide, because asulim koi, we're talking here about the ladder, sheyachzik meshech rochbo arba tvachim, it has to be 4 tvachim wide, because that's the definition of a pesach. Remember we had talked earlier, the chanal b'reish asif, as we learned in previous shurim, that a pesach has to be 4x4 tvachim wide. U'mishum dezeo shir pesach, that's the definition of a connection between 2 yards. V'amudim shel asulim, shetekuu mashlivus ben, and the posts of the ladder that the rungs are attached to, the 2 sides of the ladder, they also count in this 4 tefach width. Gam kein mitstar from l'shir zeh, but oviyashlivos ein b'mshir. But the actual depth of the rungs over here, how thick the rungs are, they don't have to have any shear as long as they can be used. And they don't have to be, as the Chavetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion Os Ben Vav, they don't have to be across the four tvachim width. They can be less than that as long as it's usable. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Ayin Gimel that you lean the ladder against the wall. Adleil Koy, this goes back to what we said previously, wrote Salomar, Shazoket Eitz Lakosel Bishoveh. You're going to place it up vertically right against the kotel over here. Vishiyachzik Bimeshech Orek Akosel Rochav Arba Tvachim. And it's going to be 4 Tvachim wide against the kotel. Because of the Maimon Mordechai brings down the Shirzeh Shal Shivu Mashu, this distance over here within 3 Tvachim, the top 7.1 and the 10 Tevach wall, Hudavka Kishon Bizik Zakifa. That's when it's directly vertical. It's 100% vertical. So therefore, the 7.1 of the ladder goes all the way up to within 3 Tvachim of the top of the wall, which is only 10 Tvachim tall. But if you're leading it against the wall, so then you're going to need more height over here in this ladder. Depending on the slant that you're leading it against the angle of the wall over here, then you're going to need more. It has to be able to get within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. So if 7.1 makes it in a purely vertical, so maybe if it's in a slant, you need 10 tefachim in order to get to 7.1 tefachim from the bottom of the ground within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. The bottom line is, it has to get to the top of the ladder, has to be ultimately within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ayin Dalet tells us you can use the top of the wall or you can use it to function as an Erev Chatzeros, connecting the two Chatzeros. And the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Ayin Dalet, you can take the utensils from the house, Miklei Abayis, Kishalo Asa Elasula Mitzareach. That's if you don't make an Erev Chatzeros between the two yards, you're just using it on one side, and you can bring it up to the top of the wall. Or Ular of Yachad, or this is a Pesach and it can connect the two yards, Kishamidu Sula Mishnei Etzadim. If you have a ladder like this on both sides, then you can make a Pesach over here and an Erev Chatzeros. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Okra Chulya Meirosh HaKosel. If you take off a section from the top of the wall, Lamato, and you therefore lower the height of that part of the wall, Migov Asara. So now that part of the wall is less than 10 Tvachim Tor. You've removed the top part of the wall, and it's now less than 10 Tvachim. So, Im Yesh Bo Meshech Arba'o Mahani. If you now have removed some of the height of the wall to bring it below 10 Tvachim over a distance of 4 Tvachim, so you now have a breach in this wall, you have a halachically acceptable Pesach in this wall, so then this also functions as a Pesach, it's perfectly good. And again, it functions for both purposes. Bein lasoso ke pesach la'ariv yachad. This works to allow now the two courtyards over here, if you wish, to have them connected with a single layer of chatzeros. Or bein ya'inyan shioch l'shtamesh b'kol ha'kosel. Or to allow you to go from one chatzer that you just made an layer of chatzeros on that side to bring out stuff from the house and bring it up to the top of the wall. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's if kotan ayin vav. Lechora, im lo ervu yachad elo kolecha b'fnei atzmo, halo osrin ze al ze lishtamish al rosh hakosel mikhlei habayis. So he says, wait a second, if they didn't make an Erev together, then each side has usage of the top of the wall. So why don't they each ruin it for each other? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'yesh lomar, over here, what they're talking about is litzdadim tani. There's two separate statements over here. The ma'asha kosel lo ariv yachad, that which we said, if they wish to, they can go participate together in a single Erev Chatzeros. Ma'iri shinis ma'id kein kol oviyak kosel v'nasek kepesach l'shneyam. That's talking about when you diminish the size of the wall and you have an adequate pesach between them. If they wish to, they now can make a single Erev together. And that which we said, u'ma'asha kosel shiochel ishtamish b'kol ha'kosel, that which we said is a separate thing, that you can use the top of the wall, that's talking over here, ma'iri shalonis ma'id b'chol. All of you, that's not talking about that the top part was entirely diminished, ela only bitzad echad, like you can see in the diagram in the issue footnote number 50. The left courtyard has the full wall still there. It's only on the right courtyard that some of the wall was diminished. So the right courtyard can now use this because it has a Pesach and easy usage over here to the wall. And the right side of the courtyard in the diagram in the issue foot number 50 has easy access to use the wall. Because on its side it's lowered. Because you can easily climb up over here and easily get up to the top of the wall. Whereas the people on the other side, they have to climb up the entire 10 tefachim, and that's more difficult. So the people on the left side, the top side, so they have a more difficult time using the wall. The people on the right side have a much easier time using the wall, and therefore it's given to the people on the right, and the people on the left don't ruin it for the people on the right. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ayin the base mayor. Shekosa deinu mutter af the Mishnah tashmishu benachas elim ken yesh b'mokom shenivchas mi'ovyov arba tvachim al arba tvachim. He says, in order for this to be considered significant, that only the right side people can use it and not the left side chotzer people, it must be that you have at least 4x4 tvachim over here as a diminution in the wall only on their side. And you can see this clearly in Dirshu footnote number 51 in the diagram. Dirshu footnote number 52 gives us the explanation for the base mayor, the time of the base mayor, and he writes, Ledamos es hamokom shnismayit bekosel liitztaba, because it makes the cut out part of the wall over here that's only present on the right side at Chatzir in our diagram in 51, and it makes it look like a platform over here, a place that you can step on. Just like with a platform over here, you need to have it 4x4 tvachim in order to easily allow you to use the whole wall. So to over here, when you remove part of the section of the wall, it needs to have a 4x4 area as well. But the Mechaber continues, if you don't have that, the main bow, arba, if you don't have this 4x4 area over here connecting the 2 yards, so then you don't have a Pesach between the 2 yards, and you're not allowed to make a single area of Chatzeros for the 2 yards. They can't be Ma'arv liyachad. And likewise, neither side can use a kosel because each other side will ruin it for them. As the Mishnah explains in Sifkart Nayin Zayin, you can't take b'klei abayis, you can't take the utensils from the house out. Because if the kosel on top has 4 tvachim, so then it's a separate place. Because if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's a mokum tur, which we've already previously said, we said is permissible. So only if it's a separate rishus over here that both sides have access to, then you can't bring from the house on either side and put it up into the top of the wall. And as the Mechaber says, v'chein eno mo l'shtamish b'chol ha-kosel, you can't use the entire kosel, she'eno mishtamish ele k'neged ha-mokom sh'nismayit. And in that situation, you'd only be allowed to use it against the place where it was diminished in height. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nayin Ches, she'sham hu tashmisho b'nachas, because on that side, the courtyard that is next to the diminished area can use it easily, because you're standing on the ground and you can easily reach that place. But it's too small, if it's not 4x4, for you to climb up and get to the top of the kosel, because it doesn't have a width of 4 tvachim, and therefore it's not really usable. So that spot you can use, but to get to the top of the kotel, you can't use it. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Bono itzda bolamato. You make some sort of a platform on the bottom, on the floor. Eitzel hakosel, right next to the wall. Lamato migova saru. So now, if you're standing on the platform, the wall is not 10 tvachim tall. So let's say the wall was 10 tvachim tall originally from the ground up, and now you made a platform that's 2 tvachim high, and now the wall from the top of the platform is only 8 tvachim. So the Mechaber says, im yeish ba arbo orech b'meshach ha-kosel, if this platform is 4 tvachim wide, going along the width of the kotel, ubolet es arbo, and it stretches out 4 tvachim from the kotel, in other words, it's a 4x4 platform over here, mo l'shtamish b'kol ha-kosel, that will allow you easily access to get up to the top of the wall, and therefore, that side that has this platform is entitled to use the top of the wall. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Ayin Tes, we're talking here about a platform that was built on Erev Shabbos. Avalim lo nischaber l'karkam Erev Shabbos. If it wasn't there on Erev Shabbos, lo mahani, it doesn't help to put it there on Shabbos. Tavi dover nitel b'Shabbos v'yom mimato. Because obviously it can be placed there and then removed, and therefore it doesn't really function to diminish the height of the wall. Sivkot and pei, it's a 4x4 platform. Dainu shehi arbor tvachim al arbor tvachim. As I just mentioned, it's against the wall 4 tvachim, and it projects away from the wall 4 tvachim, and therefore it's easy to use. Ulinyan gova mashma dafilu koshu sagi. Any height over here will be good because it diminishes the top of the wall from being 10 tvachim. We're talking about an exact 10 tefach wall, so any height over here will diminish it from 10 tvachim. Kemo b'samuch sif yud, as we will learn in tomorrow's year. Koshin is smite, idea kosel, measor tvachim imenu lamala. Anything that will go and diminish its height functions in this fashion. So this allows you to use the entire wall over here. Sivkot and Peyalat, the Mishnah explains, lahalo salel mikli abayis. You can even take utensils from the house and put them on the top of this wall. Sharei noach lalos derech olel al rosh hakosel. Because of the platform, you can easily get up to the top over here. The other side cannot. Hol ve'ein mimenu l'rosho gavo asor. Since on your side it's less than 10 tvachim, it's easily accessible, and on the other side it's not. We're obviously talking here that only one side has the platform. Alun Gamasheni also came inside of Sheni, but if the other side also made a platform over there, Nasa Kosel Ishneim Teshmishu Benachas, then both sides have an easy usage on the top. Veshuv Chosen Veoshun Zalzeh Lishtamish Bekosel. In this situation, since both can use it, they ruin it for each other, and nobody can use the top, i.e., nobody can take out utensils in the house and bring it and place it on the top of the Kosel because both sides ruin it for each other. Mechaber continues and he says, "Avol eino choshev ki pesach la'orev yachad," and this platform on each side doesn't allow them to go and make an eruv chatzeros together, unless actually yagiya l'rosh ha-kosel, unless it gets all the way up to the top of the kosel over here. V'yemein bar bar l'arbar, and if the platform is not 4x4 tvachim, eino moel afilu shtamish kinegdo, then it won't even work to allow you to get up to the top of the kosel and use it on your side if you're the only side that has the platform. Mishabur explains Sivkon Pei Beis. Hainu. Afilu also can gamitzad sheni. Even if both sides did it, if it doesn't go up to the top of the wall, it can't function over here as a Pesach. Sivkon Pei Gimbo. Vuadinam hoya nomuch mizeh pochus mishlosh tvachim gam ken dina hochi. If it doesn't reach to within three tefachim of the top of the kosel, it's not considered able to be a Pesach over here. Dirsha footnote number 58 explains that if it gets within three tefachim of the top, then the Chazon Ish says it would function over here as a Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shir.